بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start by the name of Allah and I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters, let it be clear that the belief of Ahlus Sunnah, of the pious Muslims, the followers of the Prophet and his companions, is that Allah exists. And that Allah exists without a place. This is the creed of the Messenger of Allah and the creed of his companions and those who graciously followed them. And this belief shall be so until the Day of Judgment. That is the belief that Allah exists without a beginning and without an end. Allah existed when there was no place, when there was no throne, when there was no directions, and now Allah exists as He existed eternally. The proof of this statement that Allah exists without place is what Allah said in the Quran in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11, قال الله تعالى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. This ayah means there is absolutely nothing like Allah whatsoever, and He, Allah, has the attributes of hearing and seeing. This ayah absolutely in Al-Quran clears Allah from resembling the creations. It comprises that Allah Ta'ala is absolutely different from the creations in the self, attributes, and in his actions, Subhanahu. Hence, it shows that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place because whatever exists in a place is by nature composed of particles. That is, it is a body occupying a place. Allah, God, the Almighty, is clear of occupying a place or space, and He is not a body, and He is clear from having a form. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Kana Allahu wala makan." Or that was the saying of Al-Imam Ali, رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is asserted from the saying of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره. This hadith that I mentioned means Allah existed eternally and there was no place. Allah existed eternally and nothing else existed but Allah. This hadith, the saying of Prophet Muhammad, proves that only Allah existed without a beginning. That is, God, before creating any of the creations, existed. There was nothing with Allah. No place, no space, no sky, no earth, no light, no darkness. It is determined in the rules of the religion and the judgment of the sound mind that Allah the Exalted does not change. Brothers and sisters, hence it is impossible that after having been existing without a place, that Allah would change and dwell in a place, because this is a development, a change. And the development is a sign of needing others. And the one who needs others is not God. Imam Ahmad ibn Salamah Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, who was a Salafi, he was born in the year of 237 after al-Hijrah of Prophet Muhammad. He wrote a very famous book called Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyya, which is the creed of Al-Tahawi. He mentioned that The content of this book is an explanation of the creed of the people of Ahlus Sunnah, the righteous people that follow Al-Quran and the teachings of the Prophet, which is the creed of Imam Abu Hanifa, who died in the year 150 after Hijrah of Prophet Muhammad, and his two companions, Imam Abu Yusuf Al-Qadi and Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan Al-Shaybani and others. That means Imam Ja'far, Imam Abu Ja'far Al-Tahawi, Ahmad ibn Salama, authored a book, and he mentioned in that book that the belief of Ahlus Sunnah, the belief of the Prophet and the companions, is, as he said in his book, قال الإمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي السلفي تعالى يعني الله عن الحدود والغايات والأركان والأعضاء والأدوات لا تحويه الجهات الست كسائر المبتدعات. Which means Allah is supremely clear of all boundaries. He is clear of extremes, sides, organs, and instruments. The six directions do not contain him, for these are attributed to all created things. Such is the saying of Imam Abu Ja'far, who is among the heads of the Salaf, the true Salafis. Abu Ja'far explicitly stated in this saying that Allah is clear of being contained within the six directions, which are above, below, ahead, behind, right, and left. Thus, brothers and sisters, the belief of Ahlus Sunnah, the righteous belief, the correct belief, is to believe that Allah exists, and that Allah's existence is not like the existence of the creations. Allah exists without a beginning and without an end. The existence of Allah is not like the existence of the creation. Allah has no partner. He is the creator of everything. Allah does not need any of his creation. Absolutely nothing resembles Allah. Allah is great. Allah is clear from resembling the creations in any way. The six directions that Allah created, they do not pertain to Allah. He is not sitting on a throne. He existed before the throne. He does not live or reside in the heavens. He existed before the heavens. He does not reside in a place or a direction, as the Jews say. Because whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from that. Allah exists without a beginning and without an end. Allah exists without a place, is the belief of the Muslims. Brothers and sisters, Allah the Almighty has attributes of perfection. So any imperfection does not befit Allah at all. Thus, Allah is not on a throne, nor is he in the sky. He is not everywhere. Allah exists without a place. Al-Bayhaqi and Ibn al-Jarud narrated with a sahih chain that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, which means Allah existed eternally and nothing other than Allah existed with him. Therefore, the followers of the Prophet and the companions and those who came after them confirmed clearly that Allah Ta'ala is clear from resembling the creations, and that Allah exists without a place. I ask Allah to have mercy upon us and you, and to guide us to the correct belief in Allah Ta'ala.